back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Alan Greenfield joining us this week on the Paracast. Chris O'Brien is taking the night off. We started with alternate realities, alternate viewpoints of the UFO enigma, and we're talking here about the Brown Mountain Lights, where they see these lights in the top of the hill, and this character who lived in the city nearby, Ralph Lael, and his encounters.
Right. Well, I went to Brown Mountain to do some fairly thorough investigations twice. Once with you and Geneva and, let's see, who else was with us at the time? There was someone else with us, but it has skipped my mind. And on another occasion, in which I can date exactly, because it was the day that Apollo 8 circled the moon, but it was Christmas Eve with Jim Mosley and little Betty Mosley and Tim Beckley. And it was on that occasion I had again gone and talked to Lael, and I was in my hotel room. This man comes and knocks on my door, well-dressed guy, sort of nondescript, not looking like trouble, not having a southern drawl at all, unusual in that part of the universe. He comes in, sits down. I don't remember what else we talked about, but at some point he started talking about Ralph Lael, and he said, "You really shouldn't be dealing with this guy. He's a moonshiner." And I said, "Oh, really? That's interesting. Well, if he's a moonshiner, I suppose I shouldn't be. But why are you telling me this? Because that doesn't necessarily bear on, you know, his experiences on the planet Piwam or under the mountain, which is where he claimed he was taken." This guy left, and at the time I didn't think it was that strange, and then I realized, how do you know where I was, who I was, and what was his purpose in being there? I have no idea whatsoever, but the point I was really trying to get to was Lael's story resembles a gazillion stories not involving UFOs, but involving abduction by elves, fairies, angels, demons, etc. throughout human history. And the UFO abduction stories are of the same variety. Some are transformative events. They even resemble near-death experiences in their format. And I'm not sure that religious experiences, spiritual experiences, experiences with out of folklore with elves and fairies taking you to Magonia or under the Venusberg in Germany or wherever it happens to be, or under Brown Mountain in North Carolina, are talking about, except in terms of the window dressing, so to speak, anything that is any different one from the other. Whitley Strieber's sort of got at that in his first book and then wandered away from that, but that there are an endless number of masks that you never really get beyond, because these encounters are not as material as they seem to be. If you live in a world that expects lots of flashing lights and saucer-shaped vehicles and gray beings, that's what you're going to see, but it's not any different from being taken into the Hall of the Mountain Kings and having toasts with the elves and the elves being curious about your life, and you're coming out with a loss of time and sense of location and worldliness, and perhaps be transformed for life in terms of who you are and how you are and how you see the world. I think these are crossovers between realities. Some of them are spontaneous. Some of them are from realities that are apparently more able than we generally are, and this is a good segue to the occult part of this, more able than we are to actually go from one state of reality to another and then perhaps return to the other reality sometimes.
All right. So you think that this is all what's happening with abductions, except for those, of course, that aren't just mental issues?
Well, I'm not even sure that schizophrenia is a disease and not seeing more of reality and not being able to process it than most of us see most of the time. people that are able to process it are called prophets and oracles. People that aren't able to function with that additional sense of reality.
They're nuts.
They're called crazy and crackpots, and they eventually become, out of frustration, they become crackpots, sometimes dangerous crackpots.
Well, of course, we have Richard Shaver, who was supposedly hospitalized for mental problems, and he had this other reality experience, but he was in contact with beings or entities called Diros and Tiros, and in his particular case, maybe the caves were in another reality. Did you ever meet Shaver?
Never met Shaver, but I had extensive correspondence with him, and of course I met Palmer, who thought exactly that.
And I were there at the same time.
That was Jim and you, the people that were the victimized by NICAP. We were invited at that point and took advantage of it. And you and I think Rick Hilberg and Jim Mosley and I went up to see Ray Palmer, but I don't think we ever discussed much about Shaver. I know that
interviewed him, and we did discuss Shaver in the course of that interview, and that's where he said that during the years he said he was in the caverns, he was physically in a mental institution. And, of course, Shaver took issue with that.
Wouldn't matter to me. If I'm communicating at all what I'm thinking, a person who has, well, first of all, modern psychiatry is much more oriented towards the notion of functional and dysfunctional, because people who have been great artists, great scientists, are also kind of nutty people in terms of your everyday person, but, you know, very, very far beyond them. It goes with the turf of what kind of mental set that you have. But the real determinant of, quote, sane and, quote, insane is, are you functional in your day-to-day life? Do you know to look both ways when you cross the street or not? It doesn't matter whether you see the street as orange day glow and everybody else sees it as gray concrete or not, so much as it matters that you understand that if you don't look both ways and there's traffic coming, you're going to get killed. The notion of insanity, since the drug experimentation in the 1960s and beyond, along with a younger generation of mental health professionals, has kind of changed the view of what that would imply. People got put into, I don't know if you've seen the TV series, I like it very much, American Horror Story, and this year it's American Horror Story Asylum, but it's about people being put into a really bad early 1960s asylum, which a lot of both old age homes and mental health facilities were at that time. And one of the people that was there because she was a lesbian. Because at that time, that was considered to be a serious mental disorder. And I mean, you know, times change, and what is defined as crazy and what is defined as not crazy differs with the time. There's no doubt in my mind that Shaver was a, quote, crazy guy, but then so was Salvador Dali. One was a famous artist, the other was a guy who had his 15 minutes and was generally regarded as a nut. I never did. I thought of him as someone who had his mind in two worlds and was ill at ease with both.
I knew Shaver personally. I actually interviewed him. I met him. And when we met him, Geneva and I thought he was a perfectly presentable, friendly person with a subtle sense of humor. I didn't see a nut there. But then, who am I to judge, right? Some people think that I'm crazy, and probably they're right. But here we are, and that's why we have this radio show. We have so much more to get to with Alan. And you know, anytime we have Alan Greenfield on, we start a discussion, goes on for a couple of hours or so, and then we think, let's do another 2 hours. Alan Greenfield joining Gene Steinberg this week. You're in the Paracast.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
Merry Christmas. Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,648.20. A 1 ounce gold Krugerrand can be purchased for $1,689.32, $844.66 for a half ounce, or $422.33 for a quarter ounce. $1,689.32, $844.66, and $422.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Alan Greenfield. We're focusing on the frontiers of reality, where people maybe find themselves in both realities, and it kind of really freaks them out. And that may have been part of what happened to Richard Shaver. He believed in physical caves here, that you go into a cave and it's real. And maybe he did go into real caves, but those real caves may have been elsewhere. Now, I want to get into more of the magical thing here, because we kind of touched on it very briefly, because we have a couple of questions about that, and there's so much to discuss, we'll do the best we can. We have someone named Bonaventura from our forum. And he says, I've greatly enjoyed listening to Mr. Greenfield on the PowerCast over the years. Here are a couple of questions for him. He's a fan. How about that?
I love it.
Okay. Can you discuss the benefits of practicing ritual magic? It seems that so many occult practitioners, Dr. D and Aleister Crowley, for example, seem to have gained so little, either materially or intellectually, from their magical practice, while others seem to have been harmed by it. Have magicians made any discoveries that have relevance beyond their own experience? In other words, are the occult forces, if there are such, playing us for suckers?
Interesting take on it. Aleister Crowley was a drug addict and an egotist, and I think that had more to do with whatever results he got. He also, I can relate to this, and you can relate it to the life of Jim Moseley. He started out with a substantial inheritance. He was raised in a very, very fundamentalist group called the Plymouth Brethren. And I think that those two factors were things that he spent a lot of his life running away from unsuccessfully, with drugs and with sexual aspects of magic, which there's nothing wrong with. And for that matter, there's nothing wrong with the judicious use of drugs. The problem is there's so much injudicious use. He was a heroin addict and died a heroin addict. I don't think the material aspects of magic are particularly important. If it was, then there would be some people who are doing the stock market or the lottery who would attribute their success to their particular magical secrets, and people would be beating a path to their door. I think what magic, first of all, there's little enough interest in the occult and magical community in actually testing magical ritual for, in the same way that paranormal researchers test, for example, ESP to determine what's actually changing reality and what actually is simply acting out or perhaps performing a therapeutic ritual, but which has no other purpose. I do a great deal to correct that, but my feeling is that the primary purpose of magical ritual is to open the portal of the adepti, that is to open the portal to other realms of existence. This is particularly obvious in what's called Enochian magic, and I'll only briefly go back to it because I have mentioned it before on your program, I believe, but I believe that without really thinking it through, Albert K. Bender and his experience with the Kaic and the Men in Black and his frightened withdrawal from ufology had to do with the fact that he had essentially set up his room in his family's home as a magical temple and had the kind of dark aesthetics which in fact attracted exactly what he got, only he wasn't bargaining for it, and when he got it, he also, like Shaver, interpreted it in physical terms, and I think it was more in the nature of a dark spiritual experience with beings from otherwhere. I think that the purpose of a controlled magical experiment is to be able to successfully go, and I know this from experience, successfully go from one state of reality to another, and if you do it smart, which is something I would say that a lot of people who are magical enthusiasts leap into without doing, able to return intact, but with more wisdom than one left with. I've done this with groups, I've done this individually, I've done this over a period of 30 some odd years, and I'm convinced that it works. It's an inexact science, primarily because no one has really, really done what I call scientific illuminism, which is Crowley's term, but which I have borrowed for my own use, which means the aim of religion, the method of science, or I would prefer the aim of spirituality, the method of science, which is to say, to scientifically document what's going on and what you do to achieve certain results and how you begin indulge in this transformation and how you get back safely from it.
Our perception of magic these days is from silly TV shows like Once Upon a Time, where all your fairy tale characters come to life and they go into a small town in America and they bring their magical powers with them. So I'm going to segue that comment into Bonaventura's second question, which is, can you tell us why and how you went about becoming a practicing magician?
Now?
Now.
Oh, I thought you were going to commercial. Okay.
No. We have like a minute and a half for commercial.
It was all at the same time, Gene. I didn't necessarily. I kept them in different boxes until I realized there were different aspects of the same community of subjects. I became interested in paranormal phenomena, UFOs, and the occult and magical universe, including Kabbalism and Enochian work and other magical ritual, all at the same time circa 1960. And my development in terms of practice and working with other people on these different areas depended in part on who, and science fiction also during that same period, by the way, all the same year. I was pubescent, so the Freudians can make of that, if there are any Freudians left, whatever they wish. The point is that my major interests developed at that same time. And the magical aspect of it was mostly reading about it in the 1960s, and then in the 1970s I began to meet people who were also interested in it. And group work is, I would say, almost essential for doing that sort of thing. I eventually became part of an organized body of magical workers. I spent 20 years in that before deciding that the authoritarian approach of the organization was far, far too dogmatic for any real progress to be made. But in the process of going along through trial and error, I learned a great deal about magical invocation and evocation.
We're going to ask him more about what he learned in our next segment. Alan Greenfield joining me. You're in the PowerCast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey neighbors, meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can. For one flat rate, you have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
On the Paracast, we have two more segments with my friend Alan Greenfield, and he has such a wide range of interests, it's just incredible. Now, let's talk about the practical things about magicians and all that, the kind of things you can do. Now, we always think of casting spells. Do you cast spells? This is a dumb question. Do you engage in meditations? Can you create different effects because of your magic?
Yes, yes, and yes. But the same would be true of paranormal work with psychokinesis, and I think they're identical. In other words, if you're changing something in what we mutually hold to be reality through mental powers, you can call it magic or you can call it psychokinesis. It's just a matter of where you're coming from. That's the easy part. And the answer for me would be, after working in this area actively for 40 years and intellectually for 50, I do very little of the wizard's hat and wands and circles and stuff. I'm all for that, and I believe that's the starting place for anyone. But gradually, as you go through this, you dispense with a lot of the paraphernalia and are left with the being able to basically do things by intent. I try as little as possible to interfere with day-to-day reality. For one thing, I think that it's very important to respect the autonomy of the will of others. And something like, for example, one of the most common things is love magic or sex magic or whatever, in the sense of trying to bend the will of someone else to yours. And to me, that's black magic. It's a violation of that person's will by trying to bend them to you through the use of paranormal or magical forces. I don't do that. The couple of times that I tried in the early days of my work, it always worked, but it was always a disaster, hence various relationships that we don't really need to go into. But it works. It's what I call low magic, and it also, if it actually does bend someone's will, it's black magic, just as any other form of persuasion without intellectual engagement with that person would be such. I think in that sense, Hitler was an excellent black magician, able to sway people with the power of his voice and the power of his mind whole masses of people. That's an awful, awful power, which probably could have been used for something else, but which had the most tragic of results, including for him, which ultimately what goes around comes around. That is, does seem to be a law of the universe. I mostly am interested in linking these areas together. You want to know about abductions? How do you find out about abductions? You do an Enochian working where you go into the appropriate Enochian ether using the traditional methods of Dr. D, who was a consummate Elizabethan astrologer and magician with a very dubious handyman named Edward Kelly, made off with his wife eventually, one of the perils of the path. And you, in fact, can have something resembling a controlled abduction experience, maybe even rescue someone who had a spontaneous abduction experience or something that was sort of done from the other side.
Now, abduction being what now? Because every time we say abductions, UFOs.
I mean it exactly that way. What are UFOs? They're unidentified. They are a source of abduction. But so can gnomes or fairies or changelings or any of the folklore, or for that matter, the profound religious experiences, the prophet Elijah being taken to heaven on wings of angels or thereabouts, Paul on the road to Damascus having his close encounter of the very, very, very transformative type. I don't see these as different, Gene. I see these as all differing cultural interpretations of the same basic phenomenon. And what I'm interested in is linking them one to another, but also developing some means of control over them. And that's why I have worked at some, been at some pains to work on the prediction of, say, UFO cases in the future with arguable success. And that's why I have also worked on using magical process as it has been handed down to do what amounts to going into the abductee's world and coming back from there successfully.
Now, okay, you raised a big question here. Going into the abductee's world, this is the UFO abductee or any person being abducted by strange creatures?
Again, I don't see them as different. They're only described in different cultural terms. Whether it's Barney Hill or Saul of Tarsus, it's the same experience described by people from different cultures and making different cultural interpretations. I see them as one and the same thing.
Okay. Go on.
Well, the major use that I make of magic now, as opposed to the various things that a beginner and journeyman magicians would do, and properly so, because you don't want to climb a mountain without learning a lot about mountain climbing, because there are very practical consequences of doing that, is to set up a set of circumstances, not unlike the uncontrolled one that Bender set up in his room, for summoning or transferring to some alternate reality or some other brain, B-R-A-N-E, being there, observing, and then returning here, preferably with a group of people and preferably with instrumentation that will document as much as can be documented about that. And I've been doing that kind of work since the early 1990s with a lot of success, but with, you know, no funding, obviously, at all. Lately, we've been doing a lot of talking about doing some experimentation with augmenting the light spectrum that we're able to work with in order to perhaps perceive things that our regular senses are not able to do specifically with infrared. It's now, as I'm sure you know, being a fellow gadgeteer and actually much better at that sort of thing than I am, there are relatively inexpensive movie cameras with relatively high definition that that use infrared in order to perceive things in the infrared aspect of the light spectrum that we don't normally see. In other words, in the heat spectrum. And heat has a lot to do with a lot of the magical transformations that take place. And I don't know how that will turn out, but if we are able to see a kind of heat exchange that is otherwise not perceivable to people in an ordinary state of mind and to ordinary vision or even ordinary cameras, that will be significant. And I have people that work with me who are working on that, and I intend to do some work on that myself when and if I can afford it. There needs to be a lot more scientific, that is systematic, nailing down and documentation of what we do. All of this could be crazy, but you know, well, all of it could be wrong. I'm not sure crazy is the right term.
Well, and we have one more segment left. We'll go into more of what Alan is doing with his magical pursuits. This show is magical this week. Really fascinating discussion. With Alan Greenfield, I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-877-804-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-804-MY-TV. 1-877-804-MY-TV.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
One more segment left. We're talking to Alan Greenfield, a practicing magician. Now, this is always the stuff we hear in the legends. There is black magic, there's white magic, you can do all sorts of strange things, cast spells on people to make things happen. How much of that is real?
All of it.
That's okay, so what is the extent of what an Alan Greenfield can do? I mean, if you decided, well, somebody's in severe difficulty, they're going to lose their home, they're going to be foreclosed, can you put a spell on the bank?
Probably, it depends on the size of the institution. If people, by myself, the larger the institution, everything has its own egregore, which is a difficult term. Look it up. It's sort of the composite force of any person, place, or thing. For example, casting a spell, which I'm not a spellcaster and haven't been for a very long time, but casting a spell on, let's say, the government to not go to war. The government has its own egregore. Its egregore goes back to the founding of the country and in some sense beyond that.
And explain what that means.
What egregore means?
Yes.
It just means the composite power of the person, place, or thing that you are dealing with. In order to, it's a lot like gaming, I hate to say that, but in order to be able to impose a difference on that composite power, one must have more composite power or have some little method of just shaving off some little edge. The classic example, the goofiest thing ever done, were in the height of the hippie peace movement, Vietnam era thing, was the effort, unsuccessful, of course, to levitate the Pentagon. It would take more than a few thousand stoned hippies to levitate the Pentagon. In fact, I think it's probably impossible if you had the whole population of the world concentrating on it. But to change.
Now, the other question would be then, does the government have its own magical powers to protect itself from you?
Well, yes, obviously. Look at the back of the dollar bill. I mean, in its beginnings, a goodly portion of at least the Federalists within the founding fathers, as they say, of the United States were a good many Masons and illuminated Masons, and they embodied a lot of that in the symbolism of the United States. To this day, when you see a picture of the House of Representatives, you will observe the bound sticks around I don't want to use the actual word because the word is associated with fascism, but it's a very, very old idea. You see a double-bladed weapon, and you have these sticks bound around it, and it's a magical symbol for the power of many bound together is much stronger than the power of any one, and that symbol goes back to the merging of 13 colonies, to the emergence of all for one, to the notion of E pluribus unum. These ideas are basically ideas out of the late 18th century radical Freemasonry that had a much more radical expression in the French Revolution, but which nevertheless profoundly influenced the founding of the United States, and elements of that continue to be there. But even if there was no intention to do that, time itself, being an institution, having a specific flag and a specific pledge of allegiance and a specific national anthem, all of these combine to create an egregore, a composite power, which is very strong. And the longer it lasts and the deeper it is, the more difficult it is to do anything by any solitary person or even combination of persons to change that overall thing. The trick would be, if one were so inclined, to change maybe one person in a key position to avoid, let's say, a nuclear war. That would be a more doable thing than to change the will of the Congress to, like, do something about this fiscal cliff thing.
Want to get into that, because that's going to be a story that's going to exist, I think, till after the first of the year. And I am making that prediction without any ability at magic.
Yes, well, you actually do have more magic than you realize.
Pray tell, I want to know more. We don't have much time left. Why don't you focus on that for a couple of minutes?
The influence of cyberspace is something that if we were sitting in a four-set hotel room in 1965, and I were to say, look, Gene, in the far future, in the 21st century, in the 12th year, at the very, very end of the Mayan calendar, when the guy got tired and walked away from his calendar, you're going to be reaching out, not to your little mailing list of people that you've mimeographed to, but to thousands, conceivably millions of people over a really infinite period of time through a network that is in a cloud of electronics spread out all over the world, you would have thought me a little more daft than I actually am. But of course,
you know, when it comes to daft, I think you're one of the saner people out there, actually.
I think so, too. But
I'm glad we agree with each other.
And so are you. But the point is, anything that's done in cyberspace has its own magical effect. It just depends on whether you define magic as something lowbrow, as in Bewitched. Not that that wasn't funny, but, you know, that's I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched are not what magic is all about. Or something more profound. And the one thing I will give Aleister Crowley was that his book, Magic, kind of puts it on a scientific footing, and if you can deal with the turgid neo-Victorian way of writing, it actually gives it a rational foundation that you can deal with the irrational in. He also said reason is a lie, which I think when you deal with magic, you sort of have to put your reason on hold and just do it. But the answer to your question, the bottom line answer is, there are certain things I can do and certain things I can't. But I have laid hands on people magically and cured them of horrible diseases. Unfortunately, I can't do it for myself, which, you know, but I don't have any horrible diseases.
And we hope this won't happen. But if you did have a horrible disease, someone would have to put their hands on you.
Exactly. I just don't have the capacity to do it for myself or my immediate family. The best I can do is blessings and prayer, you know. But then one thing that I believe in is, you know, the power of prayer is not the power of telling God how to run the universe. So I try not to to fall into that trap.
What is the power of prayer then?
To touch the infinite and to have the infinite touch your heart.
Alan, my friend, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the things that you write about.
Well, my current book, the name of which will fool you if you're not careful, is Christ and the Master Therion, and you can get that at the usual places. And do support the Amazon workers who are trying to get better working conditions. I will editorially say that, but Amazon does carry both the Kindle and trade paperback edition of that, and I would appreciate people trying it out. It's something totally different for me and totally different from what it seems to be from the title. And if you want to get in touch with me or anything about me, the best way to do it is to Google my name. It's spelled A-L-L-E-N-G-R-E-E-N-F-I-E-L-D. I've been on the Internet since before it was the Internet.
In fact, he's a mad magician, so he probably helped create the Internet. We're just kidding.
No, that was Al Gore.
Okay. Sorry. Excuse me. By the way, you can find us. We're on Twitter, where we're known as The Paracast, or go to theparacast.com to find all the things we do. And Chris O'Brien, by the way, his website is OurStrangePlanet.com. He's got loads of great articles on there, OurStrangePlanet.com. Alan Greenfield, thank you so much for joining us this week on The Paracast.
It's been just like the old days. That's great, Gene. Thanks a lot.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.